بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن الغر بن يسار المزني رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس، توبوا إلى الله واستغفروا، فإني أتوب في اليوم 100 مرة. In this hadith, in this chapter of Tawbah and Istighfar, Hazrat Aghir ibn Yasar Muzani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, make Tawbah to Allah ta'ala and make Istighfar to Him, for definitely I make Tawbah to Allah ta'ala in a day 100 times. So we read in this hadith very similar to the previous hadith that we had read, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to make tawbah and istighfar. In the previous hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained his own position, that he makes tawbah and istighfar to Allah ta'ala more than 70 times every day. So that was the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there more than 70 times is mentioned. In this hadith 100 times is mentioned. Ulama say it is not really the number that matters, but it means in abundance, in great amount, that for Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make tawbah istighfar even 1 time is a very great number. In spite of the fact that it is mentioned here 70 and 100 times. So it shows that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a lot of tawbah and istighfar. And here in this hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanding us, all of mankind, that make tawbah. Yeah, it is not only to the Muslims the command is, but to all of mankind. And it is narrated that the kuffar of Makkah should also, when they should make tawaf of Kaaba, they should make tawbah, they should make istighfar also. And Allah says, as long as a person makes tawbah istighfar, Allah does not punish that person. So this command is general, that we should all make tawbah istighfar, seek pardon, seek forgiveness from Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, as we have mentioned, that sins we commit recklessly, left, right and center, we are continuously committing sins. But if we really think of our condition, do we even make one tawbah istighfar? Like yesterday, one day has passed in our lives. Did we make any tawbah istighfar to Allah Ta'ala? And Allah loves that banda and that servant who makes tawbah and who makes istighfar. This hadith, like the previous one, encourages us to engage hastily in abundant repentance. That we should all the time, we should be eager and keen, we should engage in abundance in making tawbah and istighfar, and we should do it hastily. We should not delay. We speak so much lies and we don't follow it up with tawbah istighfar. We backbite so much, we look down upon people. There are so many other gunas that we are engaged in. To be unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, that is also a guna. To waste a time in layani, in just things for which has got no value for us. And so much of our time goes in that. On that also we don't make istighfar. If we are sitting in a gathering and no reference to deen, to matters of deen, remembrance of Allah takes place, that is also a very terrible thing, and that is very, very common with us also. And such a gathering will be a cause of great sorrow on the day of Qiyamah, but we don't make tawbah istighfar from that. If we have to, it's very advisable that we take out a few minutes and we think of our daily lives, how much of our time goes into wrongdoing and we don't think about it. It doesn't come to our mind that we are doing wrong. And so consequently, tawbah istighfar doesn't appeal to us. We don't think we have to make tawbah istighfar. One of the great things of making our islah is at least to become conscious that I am doing wrong, I am faulty. As long as a person is in denial or he is complacent that I'm all right. I make my five times namaz, shaitan works in various ways. He will let us keep on making our namaz, that our outward dressing etc. is correct, so that we feel happy, I'm all right. And we don't think of the very many wrongs that are in our lives. He doesn't allow that to happen, that I have to correct myself. I have to correct all my matters. That shaitan does not allow. He lets us do a few things and just make us complacent in that. The figure of 100 in this hadith and 70 in the previous one is not of essence. Rather, they simply indicate that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam engaged in abundance of repentance. And again, we have to think that when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made so much tawbah and he continuously asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, how much more is it not necessary for us? So this is a great lesson also in this chapter of tawbah, that we should make it a part of our work, a daily. We should set aside time in which we make tawbah and istighfar. Just at least the words of tawbah and istighfar should be also on our tongue. And the reality of tawbah is that we change our lives. When a person makes tawbah, it really means that I change my life. Many a person, he says that I made tawbah of all my wrongs, which means really that now I changed my life. So that is what is actually required, that we come out and abandon all the wrong that we were doing, whatever type it might be. When we think of wrong, we just think like a person who's living a reckless life, no namaz, doing all other types of evil. But we were a person who feels that I am in deen, he also has to consider how much wrong he's doing, and from there he should make tawbah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.